From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting tensions between Turkey and Russia. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is warning Russia that any aggression against Turkey is an aggression against NATO. While on a visit to Brussels, the Turkish leader also called for a no-fly zone in northern Syria. Europe has offered over $1 billion to help Turkey cope with the refugee crisis. Henry Ridgewell has more.
With Turkey accusing Russia of another violation of its airspace, President Erdogan took a tough line against Moscow on his visit to Brussels Tuesday.
Türkiye'ye yapılan saldırı NATO'ya yapılmış.
He said any aggression against Turkey is an aggression against NATO. Erdogan and his European counterparts agreed that any solution to the conflict in Syria would not involve Russia, an ally of Syria's Bashar al-Assad, bombing opposition forces. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The head of the NATO-led military operation in Afghanistan says American forces are responsible for mistakenly hitting a hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan. U.S. Army General John Campbell told a congressional committee in Washington Afghan forces requested the airstrike because Taliban insurgents were firing from the facility. He said the U.S. conducted the raid on the hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders after reviewing the request.
I must allow the investigation to take its course, and therefore I'm not at liberty to discuss further specifics at this time. However, I assure you that the investigation will be thorough, objective, and transparent.
The aerial bombardment killed 22 people. The general in charge of the failed coup in Burkina Faso last month has been formally charged, along with one other top official. They're accused of supporting the overthrow of Burkina Faso's government. This is VOA News.